Log Talk Radio.
I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life. Woz and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. We just released our finest creation, the Macintosh, a year earlier, and I just turned 30. And then I got fired. How can you get fired from a company you started? Well, as Apple grew, we hired someone who I thought was very talented to run the company with me. And for the first year or so, things went well. But then our visions of the future began to diverge, and eventually we had a falling out. When we did, our board of directors sided with him. And so at 30, I was out, and very publicly out. What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone, and it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months. I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down, that I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me. I met with David Packard and Bob Noyce and tried to apologize for screwing up so badly. I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. During the next 5 years, I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world. In a remarkable turn of events, Apple bought Next, and I returned to Apple, and the technology we developed at Next is at the heart of Apple's current renaissance. And Laureen and I have a wonderful family together. I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple. It was awful tasting medicine, but I guess the patient needed it. Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't settle. Hey, this is Splendora's Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better get excited. We got a great program for you tonight. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. We're going to be instead for Splendora tonight. Y'all continue to pray for each other, continue to pray for Splendora as we move forward in this new year. So we thank you so much, and we thank God for all things. Let's give God a hand clap of praise right now. Thank you, Father, for everything. Yeah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight, I believe, is going to be, are you doing what you love? That's the topic that Splendora gave us to talk about tonight. Are you doing what you love? And we're going to explore that a little bit tonight for about an hour or so. So we're excited about that. Yeah. Hey, before we get started, we wanted to start off with a video from Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, as you probably heard there. But we also want to give you another quick video on Never Quit. Never quit, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, are you doing what you love? And you gotta have this one in your mind. You cannot quit. You cannot quit. We'll be right back with you.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous. Sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day, you'll never be able to communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
the only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me, you might be smarter than me, but if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's two things. You're getting off first,
yeah,
or I'm gonna die.
There are those of you right now, your life is not where you wanted to be. Like, your life, you messed up. Or you're doing good, but you can't find a way to get to great. Just because you failed doesn't make you a failure.
One of the things you got to understand, my friend, is that you're supposed to fail. You're supposed to fucking fail. Because failure is the stepping stone to success. It's not just cliche.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. They just are not going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen.
You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your ability. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen.
It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
I dare you not to go back to sleep. I dare you to get up, and I dare you to chase your dreams. It's possible you can win. Whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. Step toward it. You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. Where are you going with your life?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little commercial break there on Never Quit. That's what we're all about tonight here on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Doing some multitasking over here, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. I love it. I love it. Hey, this is Robbie Kevin Vaughn. Looking forward to talking about the topic tonight. Are you doing what you love? That is so powerful. And we always want to hear from our audience as well. Hey, that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559. Hit that star one, put you in queue. If you have some comments or questions, we'll open up the lines a little later on for you as well. Thank you so much for joining us on Splendora's Real Talk. Hey, we're, as Splendora says, where you talk, I talk, and we listen as well. So we thank God for you today on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Hey, let's get started here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get started. Hey, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be Kevin Bond with you. As you know, there's a lot going on the planet right now. We're going to talk about that as well a little bit maybe later on, but there's a lot going on. I want to just encourage you guys to continue to pray. Not only pray, but also fast as well. We want you to continue to fast before the Lord, pray before the Lord, so you can get the right area that you need for your life and for your family's life as well. So we're excited about what God is doing, and we're excited about what God is doing all across the globe as well. Yeah. All right, hey, let's get started a little bit. Hey, we got hopefully we'll have Brother Harley Griffin coming on a little later on, and also Minister and the awesome Minister Debbie Green will be with us later on as well as we chime in on this wonderful topic. Are you doing what you love? Man, I tell you, I trust that you started that task, started that journey, if you will, on the network. And if you haven't started, we're going to give you a few tips here as we move forward in that area as well. So thank you so much for joining us on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Hey, also, too, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you know, it's important to know, you know, obviously, we all have to do something, right? We all got to take care of bills. We got to take care of our home, pay our rent, pay our mortgage, pay our light bill, pay our gas bill, you know, car, put gas in the car, help the children out, of course, help your mommy, daddy out. I mean, we're just doing a little bit of everything today, from family all the way to friends and even neighbors. So we know there's things we have to do each and every day. The question is, are you loving it? Are you liking what you do in this area of service, in this area of work, in this area of helping each other out each and every day? So we're going to talk about some areas where you know that you are doing what you love in this area. And just to keep it going here a little bit, our first area, guys, our first area is you don't struggle. So for things that you like to do, you got to check it, right? You check it like I do. I got to check myself right now. You don't struggle to stay focused on the task at hand. Isn't that beautiful? That's the first one right there. So for things that you like to do, whether it's business or your job or just maybe even volunteering, you don't struggle to stay focused on the task at hand. That's powerful. It's like folks in the military. It's like folks that are on their what we call first responders, right, that are doing some tremendous work. I'm talking about your firemen and your good policemen, your good EMS people, all the people that respond to helping service people all across this globe, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about those who really love and serve people in their capacity. We're talking about your nurses, your doctors, your respiratory therapists, all the people that help keep people alive in hospitals and nursing homes, and of course, in any capacity, even in the ambulance, right, as well as they bring you to the locations as well. So it's so important that we encourage each other in this area. So when you know you're doing what you love when you don't struggle in that focus. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? I love that part of it as well. And we met people. I'm sure you guys know some people, right, that don't struggle. They just enjoy what they do. I know some nurses, man, they are so awesome. They just know what they're doing. They love what they're doing. And we know it's a stressful time sometimes for them. But, guys, you better thank your nurses. You better thank your doctors and all those who are in what they call, what we call first responders. You better thank them. You better thank them. Yeah. You got to thank them. Hey, this is Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, trying to hold it down a little bit here. We're talking about our topic today. Are you doing what you love? Amen. Hey, our next area, as we talk about this area of business, you talk about the good things of other people do, right? This is one of the areas, if you know, when you know you love what you do, you talk about the things other people do instead of talking about other people. Wow, that is pretty good. And we kind of call that gossip, right? We don't gossip, right? But those who like what they do, they stay focused on the task. They stay focused on what to do in their particular area, right? No matter what the career is, what the task is, they stay focused and they don't get caught up in the things of other people. Now, obviously, you can pray for people and so forth, but we don't get involved and worry about what they ain't doing and what we doing. We just talk about what I'm doing. Just get to work, right? And that area is so important. So it's always exciting, you know, when you think about these things, are you enjoying and loving what you do? And you have to indicate, you have to have indicators, right? Some type of indicator that helps you grow, that helps you understand, hey, yes, I do like what I do. God has called me in a specific area. Or maybe you have a specific talent that has been shown to in your family or whatever. So to do that, number two is you talk about the good things other people do instead of talking about the other things people do. And we're talking about staying in the positive, ladies and gentlemen, staying in the positive as we talk about this wonderful topic tonight. Are you doing what you love? But guess what? You got to know what you love. And then you have to do some soul searching to say, okay, do I really love what I do? And there should be some good indicators on what we do. So that's what we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we navigate this wonderful topic tonight. Here, our third area, and we'll get to open up the lines later on too as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Hey, as we talk about how you enjoy your time at work, guess what? So the third one is enjoy your time at work. That is what it is. As we talk about, do you love what you do? And I always use work, but also talk about business, because some of you are business owners as well, like me. I've been retired from work and now a business owner full time. So do you enjoy your time at work or at your business office, right? No matter where it's at, do you enjoy it? So it's important that you enjoy that. That's how you know you love your work, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know you love your work, when you can say, yeah, I'm excited about getting in there. I'm excited about opening up early. I'm excited about helping the team. You know, if you have a team of people, some of you don't have a team. Some of us just you and the family, right? You and the wife, you and the husband. That's all good. I love it. So that's what it's all about right there. So we look at all of that as we look at signs that you know you love your work, you love your career. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. You're excited. And most of all, guys, for those who like that, who are believers, they thank God, right? He did give you your job. He did give you your business model, if you will, or your idea, your inventions, or your business model that you're selling products and goods and services and so forth. So you got to thank God for all of that as well on top of that. So we're excited about that. And also, too, as we move forward on our topic tonight on Splendora's Real Talk, is are you doing what you love? We're going down some indicators right now, about 15 of them I'm going to share with you tonight real quickly. And then we're going to open up the lines a little later on as well. One of the next ones, guy, number four, is you think about winning instead of surviving. Wow. That's a good one, guys, right there. You think about winning instead of surviving. Isn't that powerful? Because, you know, surviving can be very stressful, man, especially today in this environment, guys. Woo-wee! In this environment today with COVID-19 and all the other things that are going on, it's a lot of stress already going on. But the key for business owners, the key for people who go to work each and every day, is think about winning instead of just surviving, because there's a blessing in the winning. Amen. So that's powerful right there. So we're so excited about that. So as we navigate and talk about, are you doing what you love? We want you guys to do that. I don't care if it's writing a book, writing poetry, doing a film, documentary, if you got a movie inside you, we want you to get to it tonight. That's the key, is to get to what you love to do and what you like to do the most as well. So that's what's pretty exciting when you think about it. So this is what we do on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. We kind of encourage you to motivate yourself, motivate others to do what you have to do as well. Hey, as we go to number five here, 15 areas of how are you doing what you love to do, but you got to have some reasons for doing what you do, is that you are excited about what you're doing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's one thing for sure. You got to be excited, ladies and gentlemen, about what you're doing. You can't be going in there half looking sad, looking all down, and just hope, you know, just why am I here type of thing. you got to be a little excited about what you're doing in your careers, right, ladies and gentlemen, in your business world as well. So this is how you know you're doing what you love. You've got to be excited. You know, I go into stores and the different businesses. the first thing I look for is a little enthusiasm, right? First of all, the fact that I'm a customer, you should be enthused that I'm in your store, right? Want to do that. Now, I know not all stores are going to do that, but for stores, owners, and people that are, you know, what I call small to medium-sized businesses, where they don't have a lot of employees, but they have a big store but few employees, you know, somebody better be excited about that, what they're doing there, you know, specifically about keeping stuff up and running, you know, keeping a clean store, keeping things in place, you know, good prices and all that good stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be excited about what you're doing or to know if you are doing and loving what you like to do each and every day. And that's powerful right there. So that's just something I think most of you know about that one. You got to be excited a little bit as well. Hey, number six, guys, number six, you hardly ever watch the clock. Oh, I love it, man. People get there early and they leave late. Isn't that powerful right there, guys? Get there early and leave late. That's how you know you're doing what you love, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what it is. Because, you know, we from A to Z, we need all kind of professions. We need all kind of businesses. We need all kind of products and services, as you know. And then you can go all around the globe and pick up from A to Z what, you know, people are selling and then products and services that we have that we all need in as we navigate our own lives as well. So we're just excited about that. So you never watch the clock. You're always excited about getting in and not necessarily leaving early because you got so much to do and you love what you do as well. So as we navigate that time, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about what God is doing today in this area. So that's how we know. This is how we know, ladies and gentlemen. So Splendora wanted to share a little bit about the business world. Are you doing what you love? We want to encourage you to get to what you love by evaluating what you do, helping each other, help your family, help yourselves in these areas. And that's how we know for sure that we are doing what we really like to do as well. It's all about really self-motivation too, guys. It's all about self-motivation. And this is something, things that I have to do each and every day as well. We have a tremendous network growing as well on top of that. And one of the things you got to do is motivate yourself. You got to keep yourself a good calendar, right? Good calendar. Keep your word. I shouldn't say best of your ability, but keep your word, period. Right? So something you're going to do, if you're going to set a show up for somebody, if you're going to do something for somebody, set it up properly. Give them the products. If you're going to ship something out, if you're going to order something, order it. So all those things are important as we navigate understanding, are you doing what you love today, ladies and gentlemen? I want to encourage you guys to just get to what you're supposed to be doing each and every day. Hey, just for those who may be joining us across the globe or just on the business, kind of a business segment here on Splendora's Real Talk, and we're just excited about this wonderful topic today, and we do thank you for joining us today on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. We're talking about, are you doing what you love? Y'all get to it out there. This is Elder Kevin Baum with you today. I just want to encourage you a little bit in the things of God as he motivates you and encourages you as well. Hey, let's go to number seven, and we're excited about that. Number seven says, you view success in terms of fulfillment and gratification. Now, we know in business, guys, in business, everything is not going to go our way, even at the job. We know that. It's not going to go, and that's okay. It's not going to go our way. We are not controlling everything on the planet. There's no way we could do that. So if you know you are doing what you love, you view success in terms of fulfillment and gratification. So guess what, guys? 90% of life is attitude. 90% of life is attitude. 10% is the rest of it, guys. It's just doing what you got to do to keep it. But you view success in terms of fulfillment and gratification as you navigate your business, as you navigate your job as well. Now, if you don't like your job, don't like your business, guess what? You need to make plans to get to a place where you enjoy what you do. That's very, very important, guys. We have to be able to do that. And I'm not saying it's easy to do, but you got to be able to plan well enough to get where you need to be. That's our goal tonight, is to encourage you to get where you need to be. Yeah, that's what we're talking about right now. So we're so excited about you guys being a part of this network today as we talk about this topic tonight. Are you doing what you love? Hey, what we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to open up this line a little bit. I'm going to mention your last four digits as before we continue on our next item there. I want to open up the lines and hear from you guys out there tonight. Are you doing what you love? Or if you have any comments or suggestions about this topic tonight, I'd love to hear from you right now. So let's go on and do that real quickly, because we know you guys are important. Our listeners are so important. So thank you so much for joining us on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Amen. All right. Hey, I'm going to mention the last four digits because we're on the World Wide Web. We'll give you a few seconds to respond to that as well. We got 1799, 1799. You're live on the air with El Devon. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm just doing great.
Amen. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing today?
Great. I'm enjoying the show and loving my job. I go in early and I leave late. So thank the Lord for that.
Oh, I love it. Well, how do you stay motivated? How do you get yourself motivated? How do you help us out a little bit?
Well, what I do first is I pray in the morning ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct.
I love it, sister. I love it. That's great. That's it. That's it. That's the key, really, my sister, to everybody on the globe. That's the key right there is motivation from God. When you tap into God through the power of the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, through Jesus Christ, you will not fail. I tell you, you got to wake up with the right energy, you know. That's powerful. It's like having, actually, it's better than coffee, though, my sister. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker, but it's way better than coffee, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Because he's there to provide and lead, guide, and direct. Coffee's good, but it's not better than Jesus. So.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Well, my sister, you know, we have a lot of women out there who are entrepreneurs. They are career people. They have jobs. What would you say to our women out there today?
Just keep striving and include God in it, as I said before, and just keep striving for the top. And attitude determines your altitude. So keep up the good attitude, and it'll take you far in your business.
Yes, it will. That's it right there. You got it in a nutshell, my sister. I love it. That's powerful. That is so powerful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We want you to have a great rest of the evening and continue to listen if you like there as well, if you have time. Appreciate you so much for joining us on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Our topic tonight is, are you doing what you love? And we have one of our callers who loves what she's doing. She's also very thankful. That's one thing, caller, too. We're very thankful for what we do as well. We got to thank God as well, you know, like you said earlier about what we do as well. So thank you so much for your comments and questions. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just want to thank you. You have a great attitude, and it's going to take you far. And I pray that the Lord lead and guide and direct you and all the callers that's on the line. And have a blessed night.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for those wonderful words and double blessings back to you, my sister. God bless you. Take care of yourself now.
God bless you.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Hey, our topic tonight, we're going to talk for a few minutes, and is, are you doing what you love? It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to know that you love what you're doing. We don't want you going in sad. We don't want you going in mad. We don't want you going in, why am I here? All that type of thing. You have to search that out. And specifically for our young people, you know, you have, you know, it's a little different when you're a little older sometimes because you don't want to be hopping around the world, right? Hopping around the nation. That means going from state to state trying to find a job. Sometimes you have to move, right, to get what you want. But as we get older, you may not want to do all that. But our young people, you have such a great future before you, such a great opportunity. So it's so important to know what you love and really just think about it. You know, think about it, talk to yourself about it, and really do a deep dive evaluation on what do I really want to do. And that's when you should go after it, ladies and gentlemen. You should go after it with all your heart. Pray, as the caller said earlier, pray, 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 and keep it moving. Hey, guess what? Also, to number eight, as we go navigate, are you doing what you love? You help others without thinking. Wow, that is so good right there. You help others without thinking. How many volunteers do we have around the globe that help others without thinking? They just do it. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got snow. We got hurricanes. We got floods. We got all kind of earthquake issues going on around the world, ladies and gentlemen. So guess what? People help people. without thinking. That is so powerful. And I just want to give on behalf of the network here, I just want to go ahead and give them a round of applause for anybody who does that unselfishly, man. They just give, give, and give. Wow. So you help others without thinking. That's powerful when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen. That is so, so powerful. Hey, also, too, as we navigate today, as Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, we're talking about, are you doing what you love? You know, in 2021, we're encouraging people to seek out. Seek out what you're supposed to be doing, right? Seek it out. It may not come right away. It may not come this month, this week, or this year. But the goal is to seek out what you really love. We don't want you to go through this life, what they call, woe is me, woe is me. We don't want you to do woe is me. We want you to be able to navigate and be a part of your life, enjoy your life, along with helping others all across this globe. Here, our next area, as we talk about how do you know, are you doing what you love, that type of thing. There's some ways, there's about 15 different ways. I'm on number 9 right now. You have friends at work or in your business. That's important. You know, I think that's very important. You can't go to a job, can't go to your work without having friendship or some type of camaraderie or some type of team concept, if you will, teamwork area. So that's so important too. So you got to have friends at work. Very, very, very important. So that's another area. Are you doing what you love? These are just some of the elements that you know when you're doing what you love. How you're doing it. You have good friends at work. You want to go there. You want to go to work. You want to go to your job and help your team win whatever the goals are, whatever the missions are, whatever the purposes are. That's one of the things you want to do in that area. Very, 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 very powerful. Hey, number 10 coming up is your weekends are time to recharge for Monday. Amen. Now, without a doubt, hey, guys, you are doing, if you're doing what you love, you've got to have balance, right? You can't be working 7 days a week, 24/7, or 15 hours a day every, you know, 7 days a week. You've got to have some time. So your weekends are your time to recharge for Monday. You got to recharge yourself, right? You have to enjoy yourself specifically. Oh, man, if you really have, if you have a family, if you have family, yes, yes, and yes, you have to give time to your son, to your daughter, to your wife, to your husband, you know, to your aunties, to your, you know, family members. Some people got family members, granted, grandma, grandpa, you know, I know we got the COVID going on, but you got to be able to give time to your family, ladies and gentlemen, to help recharge yourself for Monday as well. Hey, as we continue here, the next area is you hate calling in sick. Amen. Now, today, you don't want to go in sick, right? So we don't want to go in sick at work. You don't want to go to sick to work. And I understand if it's the only one, you're the only one at your job, not the only one job, but only one at your business area, that could be a little challenging at times. But if you really love what you're doing, you hate calling in sick, right? That's powerful right there. I like that one as well on top of that. So we're really excited about that one. And we want you to always, always, always win in these areas. So that's what's exciting when you think about these particular areas as well as we move forward. Hey, also, too, the next one we want to talk about, number 12, you find solutions instead of gripping about or griping, excuse me, you find solutions instead of griping about problems. Now, see, that's so important right there. That is so important, ladies and gentlemen. We find solutions instead of griping about the problems. That is so important that we be able to do that. You must be able to find solutions instead of griping about what the problems are. Because guess what, guys? The problems are going to still be there until you solve them. Not a problem at all. I think about water, you know, pipe broke, right? You can complain all you want. That water is going to still be gushing, and they're going to send you a bill for that water that you wasted, that you could have stopped, you know, so by fixing or calling someone to fix that plumbing, right? So find solutions instead of griping about problems, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know you are doing what you love in your particular job, or if you're in your particular area of interest there. We are, you know, if you love, you know, if you really love what you're doing, you'll know that by these particular areas. Hey, number 13 talks about you hope to get more work instead of dreading it. That's pretty good right there. How do you know our topic? Are you doing what you love? How are you going to know, ladies and gentlemen? You are going to know by you hope to get more work instead of dreading it. That means you're doing social media, you are networking, you are advertising, you are letting people know you're in business, you got sales, you got all kind of new products going on. I love it. That's how you know you love what you do, because you always hitting it, right? You're always in social media. You're always emailing. You're always advertising, always promoting, always on radio, always on television, whatever it takes to get the information out there for your clients, right? So you hope to get more work instead of dreading it. So that means you are doing what you got to do. Do what you got to do each and every day towards that. Hey, number 14, as we go forward, we're talking about our topic tonight. If you're just joining us, this is Splendora's Real Talk, kind of a special edition here. Are you doing what you love? And if you're really, 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 really doing what you love, you're not bothered by petty things at work or at the job. You don't have time for the small stuff, guys. You don't have no time for no small stuff. Guess what? Because you got bigger to fry, and you may be in the restaurant business, right? You better be frying that fish, or you ain't going to have no fish to fry. I love it. So, yeah, as we talk about on Splendora's Real Talk, excuse me, about are you doing what you love, this is what we're talking about, guys. Are you really, really doing what you love to do? How are you going to know? You're going to know because you're not going to be bothered by petty things at work. I love it. So we're just excited about you guys being with us tonight on Splendora's Real Talk. We're not going to be with you long tonight, and because we got so much going on, a lot of things going on, and even some of our wonderful guests tonight are super busy. So we want to make sure that we can pull you guys in anyway and still do a show tonight for you. And I'm just going to have a great, great time with you as well. Hey, what I want to do too, I want to take a quick break and talk about, give you some motivation here as well. Be all that you can be. This is one of another motivational break here. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. This is another motivational speak here on the subject.
Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes. It's all up to you.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
What am I doing with my life? Am I living it, or am I just, you know, going to some humdrum job that I don't really want to be at? Doing some minuscule task, getting paid to be a mindless drone? You know, or am I out there living life on my terms, the way I want to live, doing the things that I want to do?
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear.
Thank you. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
There's a champion inside of you, and, you know, whatever it is that you choose to turn that champion loose toward, you know, attaining whatever dream that it is that you have is your own, you know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. It's a little motivational there on that. Yeah, a little motivation. Hey, our topic tonight, are you doing what you love? And how are you going to know that? How are you going to know? We just went 15 different ways. You guys want these 15 different ones to know what we call 15 signs that you genuinely love what you do. I'll be glad to send those to you if you're interested, okay? Hey, number 15, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, holding it down for Splendora. Y'all continue to pray for Splendora, his family. Continue to pray for yourself. Continue to pray for me as well, and everybody that you know as well on top of that. So we're excited about what God is doing in our lives today. Hey, the next one about topic, are you doing what you love? How are you going to know? How are you really going to know? You're working, number 15, and the last one is you're working for the big picture. Wow. Y'all hear that, guys? You're working for the big picture. Let's give y'all a hand for those who are in business, but a little hand for that one. Yeah. Yep. Hey, because the big picture is more customers, more profits, more shipments, no returns, you know, all that type of stuff. That's your big prize right there, ladies and gentlemen. So number 15, is if you really know how you going to know that you really love what you do, you're going to look at the big picture. You're looking at being one of the best on the planet, you know, one of the best businesses, one of the best service people. It could be, you could be a lawyer, you could be a doctor, you could be a dentist, you could be a chiropractor, you know, whatever you do, you're looking at the big picture. That's how you know that you love what you do. So I'm so excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just wonderfully excited about what God is doing in your life as well. So you're working towards the big picture. And of course, that can go all kind of ways. Key is that you're looking to win. That is what you're doing. You're looking to win, ladies and gentlemen, in your area, whether it's your job, you're looking for that next raise, promotion, or whatever. Maybe I know travel's not doing a lot of traveling around the world now, but you know, you may want to travel more in your business later on, and you'll be able to do that if you like to do that and represent your company or represent your business as you expand. So you're looking at the big picture as you move forward in this area. I love it. So we're excited. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Y'all better give yourself a hand for hanging in there with me. I'm getting ready to roll out of here in a minute, though. Yeah. So we're always thinking, guys, always thinking about what we got to do to do better in our lives, in our careers, in our businesses. And so we've been talking about, are you doing what you love? So, you know, it's really a personal assessment. It's got to be something that you sit down with yourself and talk about. What do I want to do? You may have to put pen to paper, right? Pen to paper as well to determine what you really should be doing in order to what we call analyze or decipher, how you want to call it, really analyzing really what you want to do with your life. That's what we want to motivate you on today, is to encourage you to do what you're supposed to be doing. You know, look deep down inside. Look, you know, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Just look at your eyeballs in the mirror and really look at yourself and say, what do I like to do? It could be volunteering. It could be working in a office. It could be working for the judge, for a lawyer. You may want to be a paralegal. You may want to work in the hospital, guys, in the nursing home, assistant living home. I don't know. It could be you want to be a fireman. You may want to be a policeman. You know, you may want to be a senator. You may want to be a congressman. You may want to be the homeowners association president. You know, whatever you like to do. We want to encourage you guys tonight on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. That's what we're all about, guys, is be able to do that as you see fit for your life. Yeah, so that's what we always like to do. And, you know, in the process, we always like to thank God for everything, too, as well, as we move forward. Without a doubt, you cannot leave the Lord out of this, ladies and gentlemen. I understand everybody's not a believer, but you got to be able to know that God is in charge of everything. We also want to encourage you to pray for others as well as we move forward in our journey across the land, as you know, because there's a lot going on, not just in the United States, but also all across the globe. In every country, pretty much every country on the planet, there's some need for prayer. There's some need for encouragement, some need for empowerment. So be able to do that. We do that sometimes through phone, through video conferencing. We do that through chatting. We do that through email, whatever it takes. So our goal tonight is to really encourage others as we move forward, ladies and gentlemen. Encourage each other as we move forward to make this land a better land, if you will, as we get excited about that. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. We've been talking about, are you doing what you love? How to know that? We went over 15 areas, ladies and gentlemen, how you know you are loving what you do. And a lot of you already know. You already know what you're doing. You're doing it. You're loving it. You're making money. You're expanding. Some cases, there may not be a lot of money involved, but you still got the business rolling forward, which is very, very important to keep it alive. So we're always excited about what God is doing in your life today. So, yeah, we want to make sure that you guys stay focused and stay motivated on what God has in your life today. All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get rolling here, guys. We just want to share a little bit with you tonight. It's kind of a unique program tonight. Splendora is out right now and enjoying her wonderful life. And she's going to be back in February. And we can't wait to have her back on the network as well. So looking forward to that. But with that said, guys, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on our topic. Are you doing what you love? And how do you know? You got to be evaluated, right? You got to be able to evaluate what you're doing and how you're doing it. We don't want you to be sad. We don't want you to go mad. We don't want you to get excited, you know, overly excited when you go to work or to your business, because you really don't want to be there. We want you to be in the right spot, at the right place, at the right time is the right way to say that. So we want you to be at the right place, the right time. And how do you do that? You got to assess what you like to do. You got to assess what you want to do. You got to assess and be real about it, right? You got to be real. That's one thing about Splendora's real talk. You got to be 100 on this. You got to be real. If you don't like a certain thing, say, I don't like it. But also, too, honor what you're supposed to be doing there until you can do better, right? That means if you're working at a place you really don't like, do your job. Be getting paid, right? Do your job properly. Be excited about, but also be working on the outside how you can do better in that area as well. So that's what we're talking about today. Hey, our topic has been, are you doing what you love? How do you know? There's 15 ways, and there's probably more than that, but I share with you 15 ways to know that you love what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this has been Elder Kevin Vaughn on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. On behalf of the team, ladies and gentlemen, Harley Griffin, Minister Debbie Green, and of course the host of the host, Moses Splendora Styles, we thank you so much for being with us on the Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. I want you to have a great evening and have a great rest of the day. Hey, we're going to take you out with some George Duke there on some high energy, what I call high energy music today on Splendora's Real Talk Radio. Take care. We'll see you next time. Be looking out for the programming on social media for the next Splendora's Real Talk Radio in February 2021. God bless you now. Take care. Bye-bye.